This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallah, you have no Lord but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are thrown in a fire like Ibrahim alayhi salam, wallahi, you will have no one but Allah azza wa jal. If you end up in the belly of a whale like Yunus alayhi salam, wallahi, you will absolutely have no one except Allah azza wa jal. On the most difficult day you will experience in this world, you will absolutely have no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. And even on the Day of Judgment, when the angels and the prophets, including the noble prophets, when they are distancing themselves from mankind and running away, at that moment, you will not have but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one that people will be occupied with after their death. Imagine this. After your death, the only thing you're thinking about is Allah. That's all you'll know. Nothing will be for you. Nothing is important. Khalas, everything is done. Everything's finished. Wallahu al-musta'an, the one who did not know Allah in this life, how after his death, the only thing he can be thinking of is the reality, which is Allah. But by then it's too late if he didn't know who Allah Azza wa Jalla is. You know, today, when we knew what money is, when we knew how money solves problems, we began to run after it. But when you learn about how much Allah is the one who can solve the problems you experience in life, when you know this as a fact, then and only you'll begin to pursue after Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and only the biggest goal in your life would be to draw nearer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Look at the case of Musa alayhi salam. Well, this is real life stories. Musa alayhi salam in front of the sea. Fir'aun is behind him. And Bani Israel, 600,000 of them are with Musa. And they're all screaming, Inna la mudrakun. These are people that don't know Allah. The one who doesn't know Allah would scream at the time of calamity. He'll be running left and right, not knowing what to do. Inna la mudrakun. Bani Israel are saying, Khalas, we're gone, we're finished. Fir'aun will grab us right now, any second, any moment. Musa alayhi salam, amidst all this chaos, is standing firm and strong. Bani Israel, as though they're amazed. Why Musa is standing like this? He's not phased, he's not moving, he's not worried or scared. Why? Yani, you can just imagine. They probably want to go to Musa and say, Musa, yani, do you have an atomic bomb ready for us to deploy it and send it on Fir'aun? There's something down the plans? Or Allah, do you have some money or some gold you're going to give him, and as a result, we're going to be freed from him? Musa alayhi salam has something stronger than an atomic bomb, has something more important than money and gold and everything that is on earth, has something stronger than an army of men with swords and weapons and whatever it is. He has on his side the one who controls the sword in the hands of Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. And that is Allah. He said to his people, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. The one who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't fear anything. Then he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could solve any problem he has in life. The one who knows Allah azza wa jal knows that there isn't a problem on earth except that it can be solved by Allah azza wa jal. And that there is no harm except that Allah can protect me from it subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to be with Allah by fulfilling His commands in order to attain His companion. Or in order to attain his company, subhanahu wa ta'ala.